ends this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Eni Morasi Sheyichiu. The schus for Yisrael Tzarup and Shalamis. The schus for Shmuel Ben Yamin with Peshtim Achaleah, Moshe Ben Peshtadina, for Yaakov Ben Dina Chasha. They shall have bracha and hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. And Lila Nishmas Shlomo Ben Shimon. Lila Nishmas for Baron Ben Yaakov Shachna. Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Shlomo, Rabbi Dov Bear. And since it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Haba Aleinu ve'al Kol Yisrael Letova, I thought how awesome it would be if we would learn some Inyane Chanukah. So, one of my favorite Shuvah Svarim is that of the great Risha Rav, Rav Aaron Levin, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. He was a member of the Polish Senate. He was a Jewish leader. He was a Gaon and of Beis Din, and he was killed by the Nazis. His grandson is the famous Washington lawyer, Nussan Lewin, Nat Lewin. He had another grandson, a famous professor of economics. It was a very big Talmud Chacham and a Tzadik. Rabbi Dr. Aaron Levine is named after him. So he has a sefer of tshuvas, the Avnei Chefetz, which is very enjoyable. So in Siman Nun Vav he writes as follows: V'achar adlikias haner ner mitzvah marti l'shtasheya b'or Torah v'ersham po eze ha'oros me'inyani diyoyma she'olu b'machshavti be'ezrus Hashem yizbarach. That after I lit the candle of mitzvah, I thought that I'd be mishtashay a little bit, take pleasure in the light of Torah, in the or Torah, and I'll write a few he'oris, me'inyanei diyoma, that came up in my mind, be'ezrus Hashem yizbarach. Hine, writes the Rav, may his lips move in the kever, and may it be an ili for his neshama and an ili for our neshamas. Yadua ma sheniskashu gedoy le'oretz arze alavonayim adirei atayra be'ikar anes shel chanuk. It's well known, the kasha of the great people of the land, those cedar trees of Lebanon, those Torah powerhouses, as far as the primary nes of Chanukah is concerned, that l'chora there was not such a need for this nes. Why? Because if they didn't have Shemen Tar, they could have lit the Neris Chanukah with Shemen Tameh. Because we have a rule that when it comes to Karbonas Tzibur, Tumah Hutri B'Tzibur. So the Tumah is permitted, and this Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is for the Tzibur. So it's permitted to light with Shemen Tameh. We have a special limud that hadlakas neris is doichet tuma. The coin can be tamei, the shemen can be tamei. Tuma is cool when it comes to. We don't usually like tuma, but ein malasa tuma hotri b'tzibur when it comes to hadlakas neris. In the stei chemed, in Mareches Chanukah Ois Aleph, he brings the name of the Sefer Mari Yecheskel, who writes that Adkan lo amrina de Tumah Hutri B'Tzibur B'Mikdash. When do we say that Tumah Hutri B'Tzibur in the Beis HaMikdash? That's only after the Chinuch HaMikdash. Ve'osim bo Avoda, we did the Chinuch, and we do an Avoda, and there's Tumah. Then Hutra Tumah. And you're allowed to be Oved, Avoda, and to be Makrif Karbonos, Tzibor, even Betoma. But in the Chinuch of the Mikdash, then Tum is not permitted. Tzisod, when you're starting something off, it has to be right. That's why Tolna Rebbe Shlita says a story about, I think it was the Belzer Rebbe. It was Rebbe Aaron Mibelz. He was Makbet, a Bar Mitzvah boy, should fill up the kos. He was at a bar mitzvah and the kos wasn't filled till the tap. So he says, you're yotze if the kos isn't filled till the tap. But you're starting off, when you're starting off, you have to start off right. So the chinuch can't be betumah. Afterwards it can be betumah. But the inauguration can't be betumah. V'nistayeya, and he brought a marshalling of proof. He marshaled proof to this. Mimashik shubitai sasalatar pashashmini. Alman de amr de mipnei atominis rav sari shel chodesh. So, Tosis asks, we know that in the Torah, it says that Aaron burned the sayer. Why did Aaron burn the sayer? Mipnei atomah. Because the sayer, during the Yemei HaMiluim, became tameh. That's why he burned it. The sayer shel rosh chodesh. But why was it burned? It was a carbon sibor. And a carbon sibor is karev even bituma. And the answer is that even though tum is mutter ben mikdash, that's only after the chinuch. But b'shas ha-chinuch, then it's no good. Then it was b'mei ha-miluim, it was the inauguration of the mishkan. Tuma wasn't yet permitted, and therefore they burned the sar shel rosh chodesh and nitman. So too, in the days of Chanukah, the Mikdash was mischanech, was inaugurated anew after it was defiled, shiktsuhu anshe yavan, like we see in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and in Beis, if my memory serves me correctly. So achareish shiktsu anshe yavan lohutra atuma, after the defilement of the Greeks, the tuma was not permitted. Because now we're making an inauguration, we're starting off. At the beginning, it's not allowed to be betumah. Only afterwards. And that's why Nes Chanukah was so necessary. Because we couldn't do it betumah. Ad Kan, what it says in the Stechemed. Now, on this, Rav Levin comments from Tosis and Shavuos on page Tesvov Amud Beis Divar Maschil Ein. They ask him what it says there, that the Azara is only sanctified. You want to sanctify the Azara. They're talking about bringing Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash. You want to sanctify the Azara. Ein HaAzara Miskadeshes Ela B'Shiari Mincha. The Azara is only Miskadesh with A mincha offering. Frekt. Teisvis, ein mincha bebama. What sort of mincha offering? And how to bring a mincha and a bama? Now a bama is a mizbeach that's not in the Beis HaMikdash. And right now, it wasn't yet sanctified. So it had the status of a bama. It had the status of a bama. So what do you mean when you tell me that ain't bama? What do you mean when you tell me that they were Makadesh the Azara with Shari Mincha? There's no mincha b'bama. And right now, it doesn't yet have the status of a mizbeach. It has the status of a bama. So how can you bring a mincha and a bama? Ein mincha b'bama. So to that, Tosis answers, Shekevin sha'kol bo b'vas achas ha'kidush v'asiyas ha'mincha lo chashvin an zos mincha b'bama. No. It's all simultaneous. You bring the mincha, and as you bring the mincha, it becomes kadosh, it becomes miskadesh, as the azara, as the mizbeach. So since it's coming simultaneously, memela, there's no problem of a mincha b'bama, because it doesn't have the status of a bama. So even though the only time it's mutter to be makriv in mincha is after the chinuch habayis, nevertheless, B'shas ha-chinuch, it's already considered a bayis. It's already considered a bama. Because since through the chinuch it became a mikdash, it now already has the status of a mikdash. So we can say hu adilin in heter atuma. Since the achar ha-chinuch hutra tuma b'tzibur, since after the chinuch the tuma was permitted b'tzibur, so gam b'shas ha-chinuch kvar hutra atuma. What did we want to say before? That when is Tumah Hutra B'tzibur that they needed, in, that the Tumah Hutra B'tzibur? After it's inaugurated, but B'shas L'chinuch at the time of the inauguration. Tumah is not Hutra B'tzibur, that's why the Nes was necessary. Now we see it's not like that. We see that B'shas L'chinuch is Kelachar L'chinuch. Because you see that they were bringing a Mincha on a Bama, but it wasn't considered a Bama because it was B'shas L'chinuch that it was becoming a Mizbeach. So it already had the status of afterwards. It came simultaneously. So here also, let's say that b'shas hachinuch, it's like achar chinuch, just like there, b'shas hachinuch, it's like achar chinuch, and it's already considered a mizbeach. So too, here b'shas hachinuch is like achar chinuch, and tumah hutra b'tzibur. And we're not mechalik between shas hachinuch and afterwards. So that's an interesting ha'ara on the chiddush that we said before. And then we get back to the original kasha. Then why did we need the nes? The nes wasn't necessary. Omnam kasher hitchaketi bazera isi. He likes to use that word. I like that word a lot. Hitchaketi. Hitchaketi means lehitchakot, to follow. When I follow this along, when I research this further, I saw that this question of if b'shas chinuch hamikdash hutra tuma b'tzibur or no lo hutra tuma b'tzibur, is a big discussion. What's the din? Do we say Tumah Hutra B'tzibur only after the Chinuch HaMikdash or even B'shas HaChinuch? So it looks like Hilchos HaMashicha. It looks like a Hilchos HaMashicha, a messianic halachic discussion, like we see in Zvachim 55a. We see in Sanhedrin 51b. Yuma 56 AD, Bar Matzah Halachik Rabbi Yossi, see there. But we can establish this discussion on a broader area and build on it one general hakir. I like his Hebrew in this line. It says Rav Aaron, Al Yesh Lahamid Hamasa Umatan Azel Shetach Yoterachav Velivnoto Al Chakira Achat Yisodit Viklalit. And this chakira can be expanded in a number of very concrete practical instances. And that is, so listen to the following rugged Shavareskian chakira. Reminds me, it's been a little while since we learned rugged Shavar Torah together. So Hashem should give me the koach and the time and the simcha to get back to that, because the rugged shavar just makes me drunk. Baruch Hashem. So here he says a Ravergacheskian, Ravergacheskian chakira. B'chol maisa, any action that draws after it an outcome, a tolado totsa. If the tolados and the totsas, if the outcome of that maisa are already chal b'shas maisa, or they're only chal afterwards. That's the question. When you have a maisa, and this maisa brings about certain consequences, are the consequences chal b'shas maisa, or are the consequences also chal afterwards? Just like we have here, we have a shaila. Tumah hutra b'tzibur. Now, we know that chal afterwards, after it already becomes the mikdash. But what about b'shas chinuch? Since this chinuch is going to bring about the tumah hutra b'tzibur, is that heter b'tzibur already chal b'shas chinuch or not, or only afterwards? So I thought about this. So a person like me thinks about it, and I just don't know where to go. You know, I just, what do I do with this, right? But that's why you need to have two things, sweet friends. A, you need to know Shas, And B, you need to be very smart. The way to know Shas is to chazer a lot, and the way to be smart is to learn a lot of Torah. The Torah makes you smarter. So he says, I realize that this is Taka Machlokas in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on page 28a. Famous Machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rava. What's the Machlokas there on 28a? We all know it if we learn Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It says there, if you have a shofar shel ola, if you have a ram's horn of an ola, for example, they tolished it, they were tolished, they plucked it off when the animal was still alive. It's aser bahana. So you're now to be tokeya b'mezid. And if you're tokeya, b'shogeg you're yotze. Why are you yotze if you're tokeya? Ay, it's hektish. And the answer is because ola bas mi'ila. There's a din mi'ila. And it turns out that you're blowing a shofar that does not belong to Hekdesh anymore. If you're blowing a shofar that belongs to Hekdesh, mitzvah baba vera. But here it's already chulin. And Rabbi says, no, when's the mi'ila? The mi'ila is after the tkiya. But when you're the actual shas ha-tkiya is bi'isr. And therefore he says, if you're tokeya, you're not yotze. So what's the yisod of this machlokas? So it could very well be that it would depend on our chakira. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that toldos hanimshachos me'ezu ma'isa, that consequences that come out of a certain action are chal not only after the ma'isa, but already b'shas ma'isa. And therefore, since the outcome of this tkiya is going to be me'ila, and the shofar is going to go to chulin, so this tolada, this outcome, is already chal b'shas ha'tkiya. And it's considered like he was tokeya b'shofar shel chulin. And therefore he holds that you're yotze. However, Rava holds, no. That tolados, hanem shachos me'ezu ma'isa, are only chal after the ma'isa, not b'shas ma'isa. And therefore when you blew this shofar, you're right, blowing it is going to make it chulin. But right now it's not chulin yet. Don't jump your guns. So, therefore, Rabbi holds you not yotze. Maybe. We can ding in. But that's a possibility. Gittin 77b. A man gives his wife a get in her chotzer. She's megureshes. Ay, masha konsa isha. Kona baila. So how's she kona the get? It's not her chotzer. The answer is that gita v'chatzera boim ke'echot. The second she gets divorced, it's taka going to be her chatzer. And since when she gets divorced, it's going to be her chatzer, so as it goes into the chatzer, it's not pshat that first she gets the get and then it becomes her chatzer, because then she never got the get, because it fell into his courtyard. But rather, it's simultaneous. Gita v'chatzer rabayim ke'echad, it becomes her get and her chatzer at once. And what's the svara? The svara is that the tolda that's going to come out of this divorce is that it's her chatzar. So it's already chal b'shas ma'isa, b'shas nesinas haget, and therefore the chatzar can be kona the get. The only problem is, if you look at the names, it's interesting. Because who holds that there in Gittin? Rava. Rava says, Gita v'chatzar rabayim ke'echad. But this same Rav in Maseches Rosh Hashanah holds that you can't be yotze with a shofar shel ola. So in Gittin, apparently, Rav is holding that the outcome is chal, even b'shas ma'isa. And in the Heilige Rosh Hashanah, he holds that the outcome is only Chal B'Shas, the outcome, not B'Shas Maisa. Only later, only afterwards, only after you blow the shofar as you go out to Chulin. So that would maybe be a stira. So the way to be miyashiv the stira is obviously to be mechalek, and that's what you can think about. Also, we have a tosis in Maseches Ksubis. That is that very famous tosis. Ger Kadmat Bilan Osal Taz Bezdin. So Tosis writes that Ger Kadmat Bilan Osal Taz Bezdin, even though Zechia is mitam shlichus, and there's no shlichus for a goy. So what's pshat? How are they mizakehim in this tefila? The answer is that through this tefila he's going to become a Jew, and he has zechiyah and shlichus. So what's the svara? Since the outcome of this geirus is that he's a Jew, Mamela b'shas maisa is already considered a Jew. So the tolad is already chal b'shas maisa. I'll bring one more example. In the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Daled, in the Mishnah, Amar Aleph, if a person shechs on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, even though it's mischayv b'nafsho, is shchitas k'sheira, for Ektosvis, the Gemara says it's talking even about Mezid. The Mezid has a shchita k'sheira. He's a murmur l'chal Shabbosos, he's not let to eat from his shchita. So the Shach writes in the Yoredei and Siman Aleph, Siv Kotten Gimel, that since that he becomes a murmur l'chal Shabbosos is because of that shchita that he shechted on Shabbos, he only becomes a mutter, a murmur, after the shchita, but the shchita itself is fine. So the Shach is apparently holding that a tolada, that's a consequence of a maisa, an outcome of a maisa, is only chala achara maisa, but b'shas maisa is fine. So if he shechs b'mezid and Shabbos and Yom Kippur, b'shas hashchit is not yet considered a mummer. Only afterwards. Ayin b'ktzos b'simin and beis yif katan aleph mashakosav b'zeh. All right, he brings another example from Zvachim. Maybe in the next shir we'll go into that, but I just feel gratified that we were able to learn some of the Torah of the great Risha Rav, and we were able to enlighten ourselves about a fascinating Shaila, which spreads out into various Mesechtas and various Sugyas, and please God, we will hopefully continue in a future Shia. I very much hope so. Thank you for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.